Okay, welcome back everybody to our REITs in the Workplace Chabura. If anybody has any questions, stick on afterwards and we'll definitely continue the conversation. So the Torah in Parshas Kisisa, towards the end of the Parsha, says as follows, Elohei Masecha lo sa'asalach, you shouldn't make for yourselves molten gods. Eschag ha-matzos tishmor shiv'as yomim tocha asher tzivisicha l'mo'ed chodesh ha'aviv. Ki b'chodesh ha'aviv yatzah sami Mitzrayim. You should observe the holiday of Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, for 7 days, and you should eat matzos in commemoration of having left Mitzrayim during the spring. So, from this pasuk, the Gemara in Chagiga quotes a brisa that extrapolates that Chol HaMoed is subject to an Isur Melacha. Is subject to the prohibition of Malacha from Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor Shev Asyamim, that we should observe the holiday of Chag HaMatzos for 7 days. So it darshins, it extrapolates the word Tishmor as a reference to Isser Malacha, that there's an Isser Malacha that extends throughout the 7 days of Pesach and is not limited to the first and the seventh days, which are Yom Tov, but rather extends also to the middle days, which are Cholo Shel Moed. In addition to that, the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, also derives from the juxtaposition of these two psukim of Elohei Masecha lo sa'asalach on the one hand, and Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor on the other hand, that one who is Mivaze Es HaMoados, one who disgraces the Moados, which the Rashbam explains is a reference to a person who does Malacha on Chol HaMoed, is likened to one who worships Avodah Zarah, because that's the juxtaposition, the smichus between the two psukim, Elohei Masecha lo sa'asalach Avodah Zarah, and also Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor, observing the Isser Malacha, refraining from doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So, in light of the reference to Chol HaMoed in this week's Parsha, and also in advance of the upcoming Yontif of Pesach, so I thought that we would delve into the Kedusha, the sanctity of Chol HaMoed, and try to focus on that topic for today. So first we're going to focus on the source and the nature of the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. We just mentioned one possible source. We'll extend that discussion just a little bit. We're also going to discuss how, if at all, the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed reflects on the status of Chol HaMoed as a sanctified day, as a Mikra Kodesh. And finally, we're going to try to analyze the relationship between Chol HaMoed and the surrounding days of Yom Tov. What exactly is the relationship between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov? So let's begin with the source and the nature of the Isser Malacha, the prohibition to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So the background to this is a very widespread machlokas rishonim, whether the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser de Oraisa, it's a biblical prohibition, or an Isser de Rabbanan of rabbinic origin. We mentioned before that the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, presents a source for the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed from the Torah. And the truth is that it presents a whole slew of sources for Isser Malacha from the Torah. It cites a braisa that concludes, Lo Mesaran HaKasuv El Al HaChachamim, that the Torah left it to the Chachamim to determine exactly what is permitted and what is prohibited on Chol HaMoed. The Sefer HaChinuch infers from that braisa that the prohibition of Malacha in its essence is a biblical prohibition. It's an Isser de Oraisa, but its contents are defined by the Chachamim. So the Chacham is one of those unique Isurim of Lo Masaran HaKasuv El Al HaChachamim, where the Isser itself is an Isser de Oraisa, but what constitutes the constitution of the Isser is determined, it's dictated by the Rabbanan. But according to the Sefer HaChinuch, it's certainly the case that the Isser Malacha is an Isser de Oraisa. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, was a strong believer that the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is only an Isser de Rabbanan. And he argues that the psukim that the Gemara quotes in Chagiga and Daf Yud Ches are only an asmachta, they're only a remez, they're a hint to the Isser in the Torah, but they're not actually meant to be taken as bona fide sources for an Isser de Oraisa. So this is a widespread machlokas. We're not going to focus so much on the Isser Malacha. The Ramban is of the opinion that the Isser Malacha is de Oraisa. We're going to focus a little bit on the Rambam, who thinks that the Isser Malacha is medivrei sofrim, seemingly meaning that it's de Rabbanan. But suffice it to say that there is a widespread machlokas rishonim, whether the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser de Oraisa or an Isser de Rabbanan. What exactly is the root of the debate between the Rishonim, whether the Isser is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan? So we could provide a number of explanations, but I'm going to suggest or present one of them that I think is going to be a nice segue to the rest of our discussion. Rav Elchanan Wasserman in the Kovit Shiurim in Maseches Beitza, Os Yud Beis, so he suggests that the debate whether Isser Malacha is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan really centers on how to characterize the days of Chol HaMoed, how to characterize their status and their stature. And he argues that according to the Man da'amar, according to the position, that the Isser Malacha is the Oraisa, so that's because the days of Chol HaMoed, according to that position, are what's known as Mikra Kodesh. They are loosely translated sanctified days. And that being the case, if it's a Mikra Kodesh, it should come along as well with an Isser Malacha. Whereas according to the Man da'amar, that it's only Midr Rabbanan, the Balei HaTosfos, so Rav Elchanan makes the argument that that would be because that opinion holds that Chol HaMoed is not considered Mikra Kodesh. It doesn't have the status of being a sanctified day. So Rav Elchanan is basically arguing that the machlokas, whether the Isser Malacha is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan, is really a function, it's an outgrowth of our perspective on the status of Chol HaMoed and whether it is a Mikra Kodesh or not. He then concludes with a Tzarech Iyun. He concludes on a point of wonderment because the Rambam seems to contradict this analysis. Because on the one hand, the Rambam rules that the Isser Malacha is midivrei sofrim, seemingly meaning that it's only midirabbanan. But on the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, is explicit that the days of Chol HaMoed are considered Mikra Kodesh. And according to Rav Elchanan's analysis, those two don't go hand in hand. So how exactly should we explain the position of the Rambam? Rav Elchanan leaves it as a question. I wanted to suggest as follows. The Rambam there, if we pay careful attention to his language, he explains that because Chol HaMoed is considered a Mikra Kodesh and is also a Zman Chagiga B'Mikdash, it's a time when a Korban is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it is Aser B'Malacha Midivrei Sorfim, therefore the Rabbanan introduced a prohibition to do Malacha, and he adds, so that Chol HaMoed is differentiated from other days of Chol. That the goal, the purpose that the Isser Malacha achieves is to differentiate Chol HaMoed from regular Chol. So the basis to have an Isser Malacha is the Mikra Kodesh and the fact that there is a Korban in the Beis HaMikdash. But the purpose, the goal, the objective of the Isser Malacha is to distinguish and differentiate Chol HaMoed from other days of sanctity. So seemingly, according to the Rambam, the Isser Malacha is not a biblical outgrowth of Mikra Kodesh. For the Rambam, when you have a day that's Mikra Kodesh, it doesn't mean that by definition that day is Aser B'Malacha. However, the Rambam adds that the Rabbanan saw that Chol HaMoed is a day of Mikra Kodesh, and on that basis, to protect that status, to further that status, or to call attention to that status, they decided to add an Isser Malacha so that the day of Chol HaMoed would have that status of Mikra Kodesh, so that the status of Mikra Kodesh would come across, such that the day of Chol HaMoed would be distinguished from other regular days of Chol. And if this is the case, then we can actually really draw a hierarchy of Isser Malacha within the thought of the Rambam and in general. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, in the Sefer Kedushas Aviv, and also this is well known from his Talmidim, Rav Lichtenstein was very fond of outlining the different strata of Isser Malacha that we have in Torah. So we have the Isser Malacha of Shabbos, and the Isser Malacha of Shabbos is what we would call an intrinsic one. It's intrinsic to the day. The Torah says, Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, therefore we rest on Shabbos. Such that the Isser Malacha, the abstaining from Malacha on Shabbos, is really what the day is at its very essence. Then on the next rung on the ladder, so to speak, you have the Isser Malacha of Yom Tov. And Rav Lichtenstein suggested, and this is based on a lot of evidence, but we just don't have time to go into all of it right now, so I'm just giving the bare bones. Rav Lichtenstein suggested that the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov is meant to facilitate the positive environment or the positive character of the day. The fact that Yom Tov is a Mikra Kodesh, so we have an Isser Malacha on the books that facilitates or contributes to the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Tov. We desist from Malacha so that we focus and tap into the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Tov. And now what we're adding for the Rambam is that abstaining from Malacha on Chol HaMoed is a rabbinic institution that it serves to distinguish the day from days of Chol. Yes, Chol HaMoed is a Mikra Kodesh just like Yom Tov, but its Isser Malacha focuses more on distinguishing it from Chol, whereas the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov is meant to contribute to the positive kind of Mikra Kodesh of the day. Okay, so that's a little bit of a background to the hierarchy of Isser Malacha that we have in Halacha. So from that discussion, from this discussion of Rav Elchanan Wasserman and whether the Isser Malacha is a function of Mikra Kodesh, we can then transition to thinking about the relationship between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. And here we should consider really two basic models. The first is to say as follows. The more that we compare Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov, such that both are Mikra Kodesh, and maybe both have an Isser Malacha min HaTorah mid Oraisa, so the more we're going to see Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov as belonging to one category and being different quantitative gradations in that category. Yom Tov is a more intense form of Mikra Kodesh, and Chol HaMoed is a lesser intense form of Mikra Kodesh. We would argue that Chol HaMoed is really a watered-down or tempered version of Yom Tov. And just as the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov has some exceptions, like the heter of Ochal Nefesh, the permission to cook for others, so too Chol HaMoed has exceptions and has more exceptions, because it's a watered-down version of Yom Tov. So it has exceptions of Davar Ha'avid, financial loss. It has exceptions of Tzorech HaMoed, that which is needed for the Moed. It has exceptions of Tzorechei Rabim, etc., etc. But according to this approach, we would view Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov really as different gradations within one category. The other approach, the other perspective would be to say that the more that we distinguish between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov, such that Chol HaMoed is not even subject to an Isser Malacha de Oraisa, and maybe, according to some opinions, doesn't even register for the status of Mikra Kodesh, so then the more that we will perceive Chol HaMoed not as belonging to the same category as Yom Tov, but rather as being maybe an upgraded Chol or some independent category that stands between Yom Tov and a regular day of Chol. But it's not going to fundamentally belong to the category of Yom Tov. We might express these two different models along the following lines. There's a fascinating debate between the Rishonim with respect to whether to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So that's obviously a well-known issue. But the Ritva and the Rashba, I was always very intrigued by this. The Ritva and the Rashba take the exact same data, the exact same facts and information, and reach opposite conclusions from that data. The Ritva and the Rashba both note that Chol HaMoed's Isser Malacha comes along with many exceptions. We noted that before. Davar Ha'avid, for example. So the Ritva says, well, if Chol HaMoed's Isser Malacha has the exception of Davar Ha'avid, then that's not a real Isser Malacha. And if it's not a real Isser Malacha, then it's not shouldn't be compared to Yom Tov and Shabbos, and therefore, even though we don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov and Shabbos, we would wear tefillin on Yom Tov. Because its Isser Malacha is not really the same as the Isser Malacha of Yom Tov and Shabbos. The Rashba says exactly the opposite. The Rashba says, I know that the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov is subject to the exception of Davar Ha'avid, on Chol HaMoed is subject to the exception of Davar Ha'avid, but the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov also has an exception. It has the exception of Heter Ochal Nefesh. So what's the difference between this exception or that exception? One exception, five exceptions. What's the difference? Says the Rashba. And therefore, just as you don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov, says the Rashba, so too you shouldn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So you see, from the Ritva and the Rashba, reach two opposite conclusions, whether to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. The Ritva says yes, the Rashba says no, and they come from the same exact vantage point. The fact that the Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed has an exception. The Ritva says, since it has an exception, it's really different from Yom Tov and Shabbos. The Rashba says, it's not really different from Yom Tov, because Yom Tov also has exceptions. So this is a great expression of those two models that we developed before. For the Ritva, Chol HaMoed is not categorized together with Yom Tov. It's a totally distinct and independent category. For the Rashba, it is categorized together with Yom Tov. It's just a different gradation. It's less intense. This debate on the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed, whether it's fundamentally categorized together with Yom Tov, or it's fundamentally distinct from Yom Tov, really stands in between Yom Tov and Chol, so it has many practical applications. Take the following example, very simple one. How should we dress on Yom Tov? What's the proper clothing to wear on Yom Tov? So this was a machlokas between the poskim. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Sefer Tanya in the Rishonim that one should dress on Yom Tov the same way that one should dress on Chol HaMoed the same way that he dresses on Yom Tov. So if I wear a suit on Yom Tov, I should wear a suit on Chol HaMoed as well. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Lamed and in the Shair Hatziyun there as well. So he disagrees. And he says that while on Chol HaMoed one should dress more nicely than he dresses on Chol, he does not need to dress the same way that he dresses on Yom Tov. Why? Because the whole idea of Big Day Chol HaMoed is to distinguish Chol HaMoed from Chol. Like that idea that we saw in the Rambam, that the Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed is to distinguish Chol HaMoed from Chol, so too the things that we do to be Mechabe the day, to bring honor to the day, like our dress, seeks to distinguish Chol HaMoed from Chol. To do so, you don't need to dress the same way that you would on Yom Tov, you just upgrade the way that you dress on Chol. So the debate between the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah here really seems to center on these two models that we've outlined. According to the Magen Avraham, Chol HaMoed is really a tempered gradation of Yom Tov. It's part and parcel of the same category, but just less intense. So therefore, we might apply the same dinim of kavod to the day of Chol HaMoed, just as we do to Yom Tov. So you should dress the same way on Chol HaMoed as you do on Yom Tov. According to the Mishneh Berurah, the whole point, the Chol HaMoed is fundamentally distinct from Yom Tov. Yes, it's a Mikra Kodesh, but it's a fundamentally distinct, different day. It's not a day of Shabbason. It's not really an inherent day of rest. Rather, it's a day in which we try to focus on our spirituality, but it is not categorized together with Yom Tov. And therefore, the way that we dress should just make it clear that Chol HaMoed is different from Chol, but does not need to reach the same level as our dress on Yom Tov. There's also a debate in the Rishonim whether one is obligated to have a suda on Chol HaMoed. So the background to this is the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that if on certain days when you say Birkas HaMazon and you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat benching, like on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But on Rosh Chodesh, when if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat benching. Why not? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're obligated to have a meal, whereas on Rosh Chodesh, you're not obligated to have a meal. So the question becomes, where does Chol HaMoed fall within this spectrum? So this was a debate. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Tashbetz, although I couldn't find this Tashbetz inside, but the Beis Yosef quotes from it, that there is actually an obligation to have a meal at night and a meal during the day on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, if you forgot Yalav Yavo in benching during that night meal or during that day meal, you would have to repeat. However, we don't paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Kuf Peches that there is no need to repeat benching on Chol HaMoed if you forget Yalav Yavo. Chol HaMoed is really treated like just like Rosh Chodesh. And again, the dispute seems to center on the same point. According to the Tashbetz, we're grouping Chol HaMoed together fundamentally in the same category as Yom Tov. And therefore, just as you have a Chiyuv Suda on Yom Tov, And so too, you have an obligation to have a suda on Chol HaMoed. Whereas the way that we're paskening in Shulchan Aruch is no. It's a good idea to have a suda on Chol HaMoed, to be mechabi the day, and to show that it's different from Chol, but there is not a chiyuv suda, because it doesn't register as part of the same fundamental category as Yom Tov. So to conclude on a point of machshava, the Zohar, this is quoted in the Beis Yosef and other Achronim, compares Chol HaMoed to moonlight because it reflects the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Just as the moon reflects the light of the sun, so too Chol HaMoed reflects the Kedusha of the Yom Tov that surrounds it. The Avnei Nezer actually infers from there that the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed is not intrinsic to the day, but rather it's a function of the Yom Tov that encircles the day. And that's actually, that's why we can say HaMavdil, this is fascinating, we say HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol when we go from Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed. Bein Kodesh L'Chol. How can you say Bein Kodesh L'Chol? It's going to be Chol HaMoed. So says the Avnei Nezer, because Chol HaMoed doesn't have intrinsic Kedusha. It just reflects the Kedusha that's around it. And I always thought that this idea was really trying to convey that on the various Yomim Tovim, we delve into the themes and the ideas of the values of the Yom Tov, and we try to magnify those ideas, and we recommit ourselves to them. And then on Chol HaMoed, we add those ideas to our experience of regular and average everyday life. So we take those ideas that are surrounding the Chol HaMoed, those ideas from Yom Tov and our, you know, the values of the Yom Tov, that which we recommitted ourselves to, and we infuse them within the regular workday, within the regular weekday. And that's what Chol HaMoed is all about. Chol HaMoed is about uplifting the whole. It's about highlighting our main priorities that we focused on Yom Tov, and remaining committed to them even during Chol, such that after the entire process of Yom Tov, when we come back to just really regular, average, everyday Chol, we'll have had the experience of Chol HaMoed in our back pockets, always to remind ourselves of the standard that we can hold ourselves to every day of the week. Wish everybody a great rest of the week and a good Shabbos, and I'll see you next week.